What's remarkable is that with every passing year, my love for the game has only grown.
That's Bud Selig speaking at the Professional Baseball Scouts Foundation Awards dinner earlier this month. Selig is stepping down this weekend after 23 years as Major League Baseball commissioner. Here to put his legacy in perspective is ESPN's Tim Kirchen. Tim, what were Selig's best contributions to the game of baseball?
There were a lot of them. Interleague play, the wild card situation, two wild cards actually now, which I think have done really well for the game. But mostly it has been the growth of the revenues in the game. Basically, over the last 20 years or so, the revenues have gone from $1.8 billion to $9 billion. And I think Bud Selig has had an awful lot to do with that.
Selig has certainly had his critics, particularly in the way he handled or maybe failed to handle baseball's steroid problem in the 90s. Do you think he did enough to tackle that issue?
Clearly, he didn't do enough at the time, but neither did the Players Association or the owners or the general managers or the media or anybody else here. Now, granted, it's Bud Selig's sport, and yes, he should have been on top of this, and yes, this will be his one big black mark, but I'm going to give it the benefit of doubt to some degree that proving that and knowing exactly what was going on was not an easy thing to do, but he has, after we found out what the steroid era was about, at least what we know, he's done a very, very good job in getting drug testing, and I think he deserves some credit at least for that.
Here's the outgoing commissioner speaking to the St. Louis Baseball Writers Association last weekend. Let's listen.
After years of the most acrimonious labor relationship possible, baseball now enjoys at least 21 consecutive years of uninterrupted play.
Selig is right, of course. Baseball has enjoyed more labor peace in the past two decades than the other three major sports in the U.S. But he did kill the 1994 World Series after a lengthy strike. Is that something that's just going to be forgotten in his legacy?
No, it will be remembered that he was the commissioner when the World Series was not played. But Bud Selig, after 94, essentially said, look, we're not going to allow this to happen anymore. He deserves at least some credit for that.
Tim, after the 2002 All-Star Game ended in a tie, Selig orchestrated a change, and since 2003, the league that wins the All-Star Game gets home field advantage in the World Series. I've yet to meet anyone who likes that rule. How do you view that move?
Well, I don't really like it either, but if you look at how we determined home field advantage before, it was just alternating years. AL get it this year, NL get it next year. They didn't exactly take away a good situation and replace it with a bad one. They just put in one that I thought was unnecessary, and I still do today.
If only there were some way to figure out which team had the better record during the regular season.
Would seem logical to me, but who knows?
What should we expect from incoming Commissioner Rob Manfred?
I think he's going to be very good because behind the scenes, he is a very tough guy. I've been told repeatedly that in punishing steroid guys, PED guys, it was usually Rob Manfred behind the scenes saying, no, that's not enough. We have to go after this guy. Now, on the outside, he's going to appear to be Bud Selig's hand-picked choice, which is exactly what he is. So I don't see any massive changes from the way that Bud Selig did business. I think Rob Manfred will pretty much stay the course.
In your opinion, Tim, how should Bud Selig's tenure be remembered?
Has to be remembered as perhaps the most influential commissioner of all time for the reasons we stated earlier, the growth in revenues, the new stadiums that were built under his watch, the whole interleague play thing, the whole restructuring of the divisions in baseball, the two wild cards. When it comes to all the things that happened under his watch, I think you have to consider him maybe the most influential commissioner of all time.
Tim Kirchen covers baseball for ESPN, and he's our commissioner of baseball here at Only a Game. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you, Doug.